Good evening. This is the 6 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaac. Isaac continues to approach South Florida. At this hour, the center of Isaac is located just offshore of the eastern part of Cuba and is moving towards the northwest at about 20 miles per hour. It's centered about 400 miles away from the lower portion of Florida, so that works out to be about 20 hours from now that the center will be getting quite close to us. And in fact, the worst weather in South Florida will likely be about 24 hours from now. As the center comes up and moves across Florida, it will then take a bend up towards the north. And on this track, we expect there to be strengthening from 60-mile-per-hour winds at this time as a tropical storm to hurricane-force winds as the center passes near the Keys, and perhaps Category 2 or even stronger as it makes an approach to the North Gulf Coast on Tuesday. The concerns for the storm include storm surge, which here you see in blue is the area where we could expect to see 1 to 3 feet of storm surge, and some local spots on the southwest coast of Florida where we could have as much as 5 to 7, and perhaps 3 to 5 in the Tampa area. Beyond the storm surge, we have concerns about rainfall. South Florida is expecting 4 to 8 inches, locally higher amounts. And again, the winds will begin to pick up during the early morning hours tomorrow, first in bands and squalls, and then more consistently with the worst of the weather occurring about 24 hours from now. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.